For the Radio Results Network, I'm Mike Daniels. As many of you know, our former manager and co-worker, Rick Durson, passed away on December 27th. We are remembering Rick this week for those that work closely with him. Now, Radio Results Network Program Director, morning personality on 102.5 The Moose and 92.3 WJPD, Joe Creedence.
Well, I guess when I came back to the Upper Peninsula after having worked downstate for many years, I wanted to return to the area to be around my family. And didn't really have a plan when I came back, but Rick took a chance on me. And when we were going to put Cool 105.5 on the air, he said, hey, we want you to come and work for us. And started me out really just kind of part-time. And then when Cool came on, went to a full-time gig. And I always appreciated the fact that he took a chance on me, always treated me fairly over the years. And since I'm still here after 25 years, I guess the whole thing worked out pretty well. Again, I always appreciated the fact that Rick was fair to me and gave me a shot.
Former Radio Results Network account executive, now general manager of WRLS Hayward, Steve Kaner.
Yeah, I worked for Rick for about 6 years, middle 1995 through 2001, 2002, something like that. And Rick, I remember when I first met him, it was kind of interesting because he was not expecting to hire anybody, and then I was hired and I was showing up. And I remember that's always a strange thing, but Rick was always so genuine. He was always so kind. He just accepted me in, and I remember telling him, Rick, this is what I'm going to do. And he said, great. And I think one of the best things that Rick gave to me was he allowed me to figure out my own stuff. And when I needed help, he would always be there, but he let you figure stuff out on your own, because failing is one of the greatest ways to learn. So unless you fail, it's very hard to learn, especially in our industry. Rick let me make a lot of failures, which in turn allowed me to become much more successful. And when I needed his help, he was always there and willing to make sure that if I couldn't dig myself out of the hole I put myself in, he would lend a hand and make sure I got out of it.
If you would like to make a donation in memory of Rick Durson, look for the Rick Durson Memorial page at RadioResultsNetwork.com. All donations will benefit the Northern Lights YMCA, where Rick was a founding board member. Just click the donation button and thank you. From Rick's family and the Radio Results Network.